for me was I thought the guys were good. I thought that we had some good practices. We had a little scrimmage for 45 minutes. I thought that we had good energy. There wasn't a lot of physicality, but I think that some of the guys were a little bit sore from the testing yesterday. But I thought all in all, it was a real good day.
Who caught your eye?
I can't say that anybody specifically jumped out and said, you know, that this guy was the best player or that guy was the best player. I wasn't really looking for that. There were some good plays being made, and I thought that the veterans looked like the veterans and the younger players looked a little bit like the younger players, which is normally what you get in the first day.
Anything you didn't anticipate that you're going to have to work on?
Well, certainly from the first day, we just kind of focus on our agenda today. We wanted to work on D-zone coverage, and that's what we covered. You know, I wouldn't make a look at the assessment and say after the first day we need to be working on this. It's just too early for that. We haven't covered forecheck. We haven't covered a lot of stuff, so I was happy with the production that we got today.
What can you tell us about Adam Lowry after going into the boards kind of awkwardly there?
Yeah, you know, everything seems to be okay with him and everybody else. There's a couple of nicks here and there with not only him but others, but as far as I know now, he's fine. We'll see how he progresses through the day.
How do you feel about the trial of the hybrid ice?
How do I feel about the trial of hybrid ice? I don't have a problem with it. We watched a video last night on the hybrid icing. It's really not that complex. It's just trying to save the players from getting hurt, so we're not real familiar with it. You know, we didn't practice it today, didn't do much on it today because the linesmen weren't familiar with it, but to me the hybrid icing is a non-issue.
How much will you do to try and prepare the groups for the games that are coming up on the weekend? Do you do anything specific to be more game ready, or is it just certain steps that you do to build?
No, I think that we're just going to follow the plan. I mean, today's the first day, tomorrow we'll do forecheck and, you know, try to absorb as much as we can, and then probably cover a little bit of special teams that we want to be organized for the first game. I mean, it's 2 days in, and then you're going to get right into a game, so both teams will likely be in the same spot. So we just want to be organized and have a plan, and right now we're following our plan.
Yesterday you said Mark Scheife is the type of player that needs offensive chances. Will he get a chance between Setoguchi and Kane at any point?
Likely is that he'll get a chance. We'll take a look at that combination and other combinations as well. So, you know, I don't know that that's just going to stick that way. We've got enough players here, so likely is he'll get an opportunity to see how that goes, and then we'll take it from there. We'll make assessments, and, you know, we have to understand it's early in camp, you know, and we certainly feel the excitement that everybody has, but right now it's just we'll take it one day at a time, one game at a time, and we'll go from there.
Claude, what do you want to see at a camp? Like, at the end of it, to say this was good, do you want to see the intensity every day, the competition? What is a good training camp for you at the end of it?
Well, I think for me, a good training camp is you put some things in place structure-wise, and then you let the games play out and see. That's really the games are really where you're making some assessments, because the level of competition is a little higher. But you have an agenda through camp that you're trying to cover some things, so whether it's D-zone, it's neutral zone, some things in place that you want to see. Who's paying attention to the details? It's a little bit difficult when you've got big numbers. So I think what you have to do is you have to keep things in perspective. Some things are very new. You know, we've got some players that came from different organizations and play a different way, so it's not natural for them to play the way we play. So you have to take those things in perspective, and you just try to get better every day. That's the main thing for me is let's be better tomorrow than we were today. And let's just keep things in perspective.
What will you be watching for to see if Scheifele is ready to make that move up to the NHL level this year?
Well, I think in Mark's case, his play will dictate whether he's ready or not. So, you know, he's a guy that he's going to have to be good on both sides of the puck. And like I said yesterday, you know, the expectation level for Mark Scheifele isn't that he's this major offensive guy right now. Let's just show us that you can play in the league and we can trust your game. And if you're going to establish trust in the coaching staff, then it comes mostly from defending. You know, he'll get his opportunities offensively and we'll go from there. But like I say, today's day one.
Is it going into this year, is this more an opportunity, or is this more a situation where it's his spot to lose, whereas maybe in previous training camps he was trying to get into that top level?
you know, I don't know that it's his spot to lose type thing. I don't know that that's the spin that I would put on it. I don't look at it that way. You know, I don't look at it the way that, that you guys look at it or the way that you're presenting it. You know, for me, I'm just patient. I just kind of go day by day and to see how things go. I just, you know, I don't want to be hypothetical and what might happen and if this and if that. Let's just calm down and watch the situation develop and then just take it from there. He just needs to be a trustworthy player. He's not alone. They all do. You know, that's what we're making assessments on. You know, so.
In order to manage the numbers, do you have targets that you want to have in terms of bodies around? Do you want 30 players with 3 games left in the preseason, or how do you see that?
Well, we have our own internal numbers. Not that I would like to share that with you, but yeah, there's a process here that we're looking at, and you know, we're looking at eventually getting down to numbers. But let's get through the weekend. You know, there's you've got to keep bodies around. We've got 8 exhibition games, and you know, after the weekend, we've got 6 left. So there's some certain areas where we want to be down to numbers, but these things are all dictated by a lot of different things, injuries being a major factor, so you have to see how you get through the early part of the training camp.
Is it reasonable to expect that you can come out of camp with another top 6 line, I mean, with Kane in it, or is that something that's going to be a bit of a process as the season unfolds?
Last one, guys.
With Kane?
With Kane in it, you know, in other words, finding the right pairing for him so that line can be consistent with Wheeler.
Well, I think what you'd want to come out of training camp with is you'd like to come out of training camp knowing the structure of your group, what you've got. You've got your 2 offensive lines, potentially your 3rd, with some players possibly being able to play up and knowing that. But you want to be in a position where you know what your special teams are going to be, who's killing penalties, who's on the power play, and who your offensive players are, at least to begin with. And just their specific roles that you see for them. And you know that these things are subject to change with a lot of factors.
What kind of player is Matt Halaschuk, you know, for a little bit from Nashville days?
Yeah, Matt Halaschuk for me is a hard-working, dependable player that can play both sides of the puck and has some experience playing in Nashville, and talking with their staff, they really liked him.
Okay, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys.